It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight's CSE Sports Journal will take us into one team's long winning streak and into opening day of another team's season. I'm Dave Collins, and we'll tip off tonight's content with a look at CSE men's basketball and its six-game winning streak with a key stretch of games on the road beginning Friday night in New Mexico. The Eagles are 14-8, and they took care of Colorado Christian and Western Colorado last week to keep the streak going. Bryce Latimer's been playing tremendous hoops during the streak and finished the win over Western with 25 points and 10 assists. That followed his 21-point, 7-assist game against CCU. Amazingly and disappointingly, Latimer was a snub for RMAC Player of the Week, but we'll give Bryce his due right here tonight as he has been instrumental in the Eagles' recent success. Shadron State will try and sweep the season series against New Mexico Highlands on Friday, and the same thing on Saturday against CSU Pueblo, while going for 7 and 8 straight victories. The following week, the schedule takes a really tough turn with a dangerous Metro team down in Denver, and one of the top teams in the league in Colorado Mines in Golden. The Eagles are 5th in the RMAC standings as of today. That is still solid positioning for a playoff game, and the team needs to climb to at least 4th in order to host a playoff game. Colorado Mesa currently holds that 4th spot with 2 more wins than the Eagles, as well as a head-to-head victory. The Eagle women will try and start a streak of their own on the road with a 2nd or 3rd straight win if they can beat both Highlands and Pueblo. The ladies dropped last week's home games and sit at 4-18 overall now, but the team finally broke through on the road with a win in their last game away from CSC, which should boost confidence that it can be done again against a Highlands team Friday night that the Lady Eagles cruised by earlier this season. Today was opening day for the CSC softball team. Yes, February 8th. And of course, it was on the road with all the snow and ice that we still have around town here in Nebraska. The Eagles are participating in the Lubbock Sports Challenge Invitational in Texas. They did have a difficult first day today. Eastern New Mexico shut out CSC 12-0, breaking open a 1-0 game in the 5th inning with 11 runs. The Greyhounds only allowed 1 Shadron State base hit, a bunt single from Aaliyah Rothstein in the 3rd inning. The Eagles have a total of 7 games through Sunday down in Texas, and they get back on the dirt tomorrow afternoon against 21st-ranked Lubbock Christian. Friday, there's 2 games against a Texas Permian Basin and Emporia State, then 2 more games over the weekend. CSC men's wrestling will get its chance to face Colorado Mesa after all. A home duel is scheduled for this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock against the number 16-ranked Mavericks. That's a makeup duel from a snowout earlier this season. And once Sunday's Open concludes at Colorado Mines, CSC will see where it stands for the NCAA Super Regionals. Those are scheduled to be held in Shadron on the weekend of the 25th. Meanwhile, the women's NCAA Wrestling Regionals will be held in Grand Junction February 19th. That's this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in next week as we bring you In Focus inside the teams throughout the spring semester with notes and interviews. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.